USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Over 100,000 people RSVP to come to President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Houston with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun grab and liberal, well, the Democrats are giving you one.
President Trump at the rally bashing Democrats.
You know, explain that to me. They're for open borders, which means crime. And for massive tax cuts, they're against law enforcement. They're totally against ICE and law enforcement. They're against your military, and they're not good to your vets. How do you win on that platform? Now, how do you win?
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted, but no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful
He's
Ted.
Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
They have a lot of everybody in that group. It's a horrible thing, and it's a lot bigger than 5,000 people, and we got to stop them at the border.
President Trump expressing his concern about the caravan. The president says he will send members of the U.S. military to stop these people from crossing the border. President Trump also threatening to cut off U.S. aid to countries like Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money. Every year we give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing.
Long lottery lines at gas stations and grocery stores across the country as people get in on two huge jackpots, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion and Powerball at $620 million. One can only dream.
You know, somebody's got to win it. It might as well be one of us.
Your odds of winning? Terrible. One in about 300 million. Mega Millions played Tuesday and Friday night. Powerball, Wednesday and Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two Ernest Hemingway stories written in the mid-1950s and rarely seen since to be published next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Hemingway's celebrated novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, the Hemingway Library Edition, is scheduled for the summer of 2019 release, and the director of his literary estate, Michael Katakis, recently told the Associated Press that two other works, The Monument and Indian Country and the White Army, will be included in that special reissue of For Whom the Bell Tolls. And the new edition will also include the story A Room on the Garden Side, which had been little known beyond the scholarly community before the Strand magazine published it over the summer. For Whom the Bell Tolls was in the news earlier this year, as it was a favorite of the late Senator John McCain, who died in August, and the title of an HBO documentary about the Republican and Vietnam War veteran. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An update now on that U.S. Navy helicopter that crashes on board the USS Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.